On the day before Mother's Day in 2003, my mom was dying. The blood vessels around her heart and brain inflamed. We celebrated the anointing of the sick. After anointing her forehead, I rubbed the oil into her dishpan hands. I also anointed her weathered feet, surprised by how old they looked. I was sad but grateful for this last intimacy, realizing that this may have been the first time I'd ever touched her feet or even seen them without socks or slippers. I was without words, unable or perhaps unwilling to call up the formula for the last rites that I had uttered over hundreds of other dying mothers. I was rattled by my mother's fixed eyes, noticeably deeper than ever blue that morning. Every week I have at least a couple of conversations about why, despite all the conflicts that come with being Catholic, we keep coming back. We deplore the misogyny and sexism and clericalism embedded in our leadership structure, and are outraged by the treatment of those with certain sexual identity. Yet, there's our noble social justice heritage, our remarkable geographical and cultural breadth, and our communal life. And there's something about that bread, the sacrament thing. About the anointing of the sick, Mary Gordon writes, it touches that part of the broken body that doctors, social workers, and loving family and friends cannot approach. We often turn to a certain few formulas to relieve our wounds. That works once in a while, more or less, a temporary fix. But only an encounter with the divine, sometimes in a bit of bread or smear of oil, penetrates the roots of our wounded body and spirit that no one else can approach. In a well-reported study, it was found that only 1 in 10 lepers experienced deep healing in his encounter with Jesus. Yes, Jesus' touch cleansed his skin, but it likewise undid his abandonment and rejection and lifted him out of shame and renewed his joy. It was a rush of ultimate love and affection, a divine embrace, a radical cure. Every now and then, in our encounters with Jesus, 1 in 10, we manage to open ourselves to much more than we expected or imagined. Maybe that's why we keep